as I was saying prior to us going for the news bulletin and the Adhan, that dozens of school children, teachers and their relatives have been abducted by gunmen in central Nigeria after an attack on a boarding school, the latest in a rising wave of mass abductions and attacks that have beset the country of Nigeria. 27 students, 3 teachers and a dozen family members of school staff, 42 people in total were taken. Earlier reports had indicated hundreds were missing from the school of about 1,000 students. Heavily armed gunmen dressed in military uniforms overran the all-boys government science college in Kagara town, Niger state, between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, killing at least one student. We now speak to Damola Olawayo, and he is a geopolitical analyst at the SPM Intelligence in Lagos. Damimola, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for making the time to be with us. What is the latest information that you have with regards to these kidnappings?
Okay, so what happened was that in the early hours of yesterday, the 17th, gunmen stormed the Government Science College, Kagara, in Rafi local government area of Niger State. The school itself is located about 112 kilometers from the state, from Minna, the state capital. The information that we have now is that 27 students, 5 staff members, and 12 family members of those staff members were kidnapped. Unfortunately, one student was killed. So far, it appears that the bandits have have opened communication links with the state government, and they are demanding for a ransom of 500 million naira. However, the governor has right now the governor is claiming, is insisting that no ransom will be paid for their rescue. Mm-hmm. As I am talking to you, the situation is still very fluid, and developments are occurring from hour to hour.
All right. So in this incident, related in any way to the kidnapping of the 333 boys from the Government Science Secondary School in Kankara in December?
Okay. So as far there is, apart from the similarity in that a school in the northern half of Nigeria was attacked, we have no indication that there were a group that it was the same group or the same people. The only thing that you see, the only similarity that we are seeing now is that it seems like bandits and criminal elements in the north have essentially declared open season on schools in the north. The governor has already ordered schools in about 4 of his local governments to close down until further notice. The students have been told to go home. Of course, I would like to remind you that many of these students lost significant part of their academic session last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes. And the lockdown resulted. And many of them are still battling to catch up. So obviously, this is another step backward for education in the region.
Okay. All right. So this is affected. I mean, you're saying that thus far there doesn't seem to be a link, but this whole idea of bandits within the country seems to be an ongoing issue that the government is dealing with. What is the response thus far from the government with regards to this particular kidnapping?
In this particular case, the president, through his media aid, released a press statement yesterday. And they said that the National Security Advisor, retired Major General Babangana Monguru, has been ordered to lead other security chiefs and the deployment of military security and law enforcement assets to ensure the safe release of those students. Of course, the most important thing right now, like we saw in the kidnapping in December last year, mm-hmm. is to quickly identify the location of those students and ensure that the kidnappers are not allowed to disperse them or move them into hidden location. Then it is naturally expected that negotiations will have to be conducted to secure their release, because I am not sure. I cannot be 100% confident, but I am not sure that there is an appetite for an armed confrontation with kidnappers when the lives of students and other civilians may be on the line.
What is behind these bandits? What is the exact reason for, you know, kidnapping and the other acts of crime that they perpetrate within the country?
At this point, it seems to appear that these kidnappings are simply for commercial purposes. You need to understand that in Nigeria, there are a lot of factors that actually conflict to that is allowing a lot of these things to go on. You have a very high unemployment rate. You have a mass poverty. Unfortunately, Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world. You have them fairly porous borders.
Mm-hmm.
You have conflicts that have seen governments lose control of mass catches of arms. Many of the arms that have been recovered from these criminals have been traced back to arms caches in Ivory Coast and Libya, two places that are essentially just recovering or in the middle of ongoing of civil wars. So there is a lot of arms that are flowing into the country. There are a lot of people who have grievances either against neighboring communities or even within themselves. You have politicians who have been known to sponsor armed militias against their opponents. All this creates a lethal combination that is driving the insecurity that we have now. Although I'd like to reiterate that the current wave of insecurity that we are seeing seems to be purely for commercial purposes. So holding farming communities hostage, kidnapping commuters from major highways.
Yes,
it seems they are in it mainly for the money, not for any ideological purpose.
All right. So how does this incident reflect on the general state of the insecurity in the North Central, particularly in Nigeria in general?
Okay, so I'll just give you some highlights of incidents that have happened in the last week in Nigeria generally. So in Lagos State, the commercial capital in the southwest, there was a fracas between rival factions of a road transport workers union. That happened a week ago on last week Thursday. On Sunday, there was information that seven airmen of the Nigerian Air Force were killed in an ambush in Biningwari in Kaduna State in the northwest. Although I would like to just point out that there are forest routes that you can take from Biningwari to Niger State, to various parts of Niger State. On Sunday as well, in fact, it is believed that this same set of bandits kidnapped 21 commuters in Zungeru, in Shiroro local government of Niger State. On Tuesday, we had a massive attack by ISWAP on an army base in New Mate in Borno State in the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems violence is being democratized. A lot of too many people who have one or two grievances with the current order have access to arms, and unfortunately, they are very, very ready and willing to take their grievances out on both civilians and members of the security services. So essentially, and as information just coming in just before I went on air indicates that the Nigerian Air Force has launched airstrikes on the Olu Forest, which is currently the headquarters of the Eastern Security Network that was established by the independent the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, which is agitating for an independent state of Biafra from the northeastern region. From the southeastern region, sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are the factors that seem to make, you know, your security challenges so much more difficult to handle at present?
So There are so many things. First of all, we have our security services are seriously overstretched. At some point in recent times, we had the military was conducting operations in 35 out of the 36 states that we have in Nigeria. The Nigerian police seems to have refused to reform itself and take up the challenges of policing in the modern era. Of course, the NSAS campaign was a direct result of that. There is a massive inflow of arms and ammunition. A report last year by my organization, SBM Intelligence, actually indicated that there are about 6 million or more small arms floating around in Nigeria, both locally produced and imported from various sources. Our politics has been, another factor is that our politics have been militarized. Sometime last week, during a rally to swear in local government chairman in Kano State, in the presence of the governor of the state, thugs were moving around the rally, banishing dangerous weapons freely. And the state and the chairman and the state party chairman told those thugs, in plain view of journalists and in plain view of journalists, that they should keep their weapons until 2023. That those weapons should be used on people who attempt to who attempt to tamper with the electoral results in 2023. Of course, what he didn't say is that those weapons are usually used on people who are delivering results that are not in their favor. That's the way Nigerian elections go.
Okay, all right.
We have people that are ready to take up arms. They are too poor, they are too poor to care, and don't have opportunities to make a live to make a viable living any other way. And once these arms are presented to them, they are more than willing to use it.
That's quite understandable, I suppose, when you look at poverty and link it to how people would be desperate enough to come down to that level.
Yes.
All right. Damimola, thank you very much for your time. We hope that these boys are found and there isn't any more killing with regards to this particular group. But this seems to be something that happens often in Nigeria, and hopefully the government can find a way around it and solve the situation.
So I join you in prayer and in hope, but let us tell ourselves the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The solution to lack of governance is governance. It is the responsibility of the government to protect lives and properties. Unfortunately, yesterday, and there is a video of this on Twitter. If your listeners will so get, the minister for defense essentially called the members of the communities cowards.
Yes.
For not confronting these bandits.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this week a video of those bandits was released, showing them banishing high caliber weapons and anti-tank rockets. In the same interview, the minister said that he is opposed to private citizens bearing arms. And so the question I would ask is, how do you want communities to confront criminal elements in their domain when those criminal elements are ready to go toe to toe with the Nigerian military? And some of them have actually done so.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the politics of it all is something we can talk about until we are blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really the responsibility of the government to govern these people. We have too many ungoverned spaces in Nigeria. That's just the truth. And we need to start governing those spaces. The earlier, the better.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And on a lighter note, I hope you won't invite me to talk about events like this anytime soon.
Well, we hope you don't have any such events anytime soon.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Damimola. Thanks. Bye-bye.